The New Testament Epistle of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 21. The structure of this epistle, thankful prayer, Paul's missionary report, God's call to be holy, and continuing with doctrinal polemics before joyful partnership. Our outline today, developing doctrinal polemics, on being right with God last time and this time, on believing God's call. For we have been seized by Christ, called by God, revealed truth, a crucified Messiah, and a coming Savior. Paul had many antagonists over his years, both inside and outside the churches. Some of these included Jerusalem authorities, and then synagogue Jews in other cities, Christian Judaizers within the churches, legalists who want you to keep their rules, mystics who like to feel superior by thinking philosophical thoughts, and perfectionists who are critical of others, Roman authorities who imprisoned him and eventually executed him. Verse 12, I am not saying that I have already become like Jesus or that I have already reached perfection, but I keep trying to reach the goal for which Messiah Jesus has already reached me. Perfection means to reach a goal. However, he keeps trying. This means he has a purpose and gives it some effort. And to reach literally means to make something one's own. We have been called by God. My friends, I myself do not think that I have reached that goal. But I do this one thing. Forgetting my past goals, I keep straining towards the one goal to win the prize, when God will cause to rise upwards those who belong to Jesus, Messiah. By forgetting, he means to forfeit, to abandon. We depend upon revealed insight. So then, we who are mature, this is how we should think. And if any among you think differently, then God will also reveal this to you. Who are the mature? Well, those who are reasonable, not merely reactive. To think is to reason, evaluate, and choose. Philosophers were constantly telling folk how to think. Paul thinks differently. And God will reveal it, that is, it is the Christian's right to receive insight from the Holy Spirit. Mature Christians are those who cultivate a sensitivity to his revelations. So discuss this amongst yourselves. How do you hear from God? Meanwhile, whatever insight we have attained, we should live by it. The sentence literally reads, only unto which we have attained to this to follow. A rather unusual grammar that has led to many manuscript variants. Attained, that is, insight gained by our mature faith. To live by it literally reads, to line up with it, conform to it. There were many textual variants because of the unusual grammar. Here we're trying to clarify that grammar. Anyway, Paul says to imitate him. My brothers, imitate me and watch those who behave as I do, since you have us as your model. Well, to imitate is to learn from proven leaders, behave in our daily life habits as well as our Christian ministry, and we do have models, for we are to lead by example. So look at the models. If they can do it, then we can do it too. Now, what's the issue with the crucified Messiah? I say this while weeping. Just as I often warned you, there are people who behave as enemies who are opposed to our faith in Messiah crucified. Well, Those who oppose this will often suggest that Messiah will come in great power, whereas Jesus was weak. Or Messiah will destroy Israel's enemies. Jesus failed to do so. Others say, well, Messiah will make Israel great again. Jesus condemned it. And Messiah will be the greatest king, whereas Jesus was crucified as a fake king. Unfortunately, these are headed for destruction. Their goal is destruction. Their own desires are their god. They are proud of their shameful behavior. They only think about things on earth. Well, a goal is a destination without necessarily ending. That is, their god they have created in their own image, and they are proud. Their glory is really their shame. And on earth, they have only their own cultural constructs. What about a coming Savior? In contrast, we possess citizenship in the heavens, from whence we are awaiting a Savior, our Lord Jesus, Messiah. A citizenship is where we belong and where we have rights. Paul said, in contrast with certain other missionaries sent from Israel. And await a Savior? Why must we wait? Discuss this. Why has it already been nearly 2 millennia? And we await a Savior. From what will he save us? And unto what will he save us? What is this about glorified bodies? He will transform our weak bodies to be like his glorified body. He will do this by employing his power to subject everything to himself. We do have weak bodies. What are some of our limits? And how is a glorified body different? Well, what is Jesus like now? And why a focus on bodies? Well, we are not to become mere wisps in a cloud someplace out in the ether, or mere ghosts floating about. He is able to subject everything, and he will enable us to enjoy everything made new. This implies a certain evolution of the human body, not the fake myth imagined by pre-scientific philosophers, but rather in Scripture, our body was first created to reproduce and to rule over the earth. But it became subjected to physical death when we were deceived by the devil and disobeyed God. This eventually led to a shortened lifespan. However, if we who believe have washed our bodies with clean water at our baptism, pledging allegiance to Jesus Christ, thereafter, we are slowly being sanctified by the Holy Spirit, who is at work even in our mortal bodies, which will eventually be resurrected, brought back to life at Jesus' return, and then transformed to be like his glorified body. If you're meeting in a group, you might discuss this query. What abiding belief or principle do you draw from this passage, perhaps related to forgetting and straining forwards, or this is how we should think? What does it mean God will reveal this to you? How does he do that? And why should we imitate and watch for other good models? And who are some good models whom you know? And what does it mean to live by that which we have attained? What is this citizenship in the heavens? Should you choose to continue with this course, then your assignment for next time is to read through chapter 4 and then to study verses 1 through 9. You will find other resources on our website at philippians.site, S-I-T-E, and try to memorize at least one verse.